Let's take our Bible tonight and go over the book of Psalms, chapter 37 this evening. Psalms chapter 37. Now, we've been preaching a series of messages, started on Wednesday night. And when I started all this, I really didn't intend to preach it as a series. And Psalms chapter 37, you can go ahead and stand tonight. Amen. Miss Margie would have won the quarter if we were given anything tonight. She would have won the quarter. And by the way, she was telling me, everybody's doing good over at the nursing home right now. So that's good. Amen. That's what you said, wasn't it, sis? Just making sure I didn't mishear that. But we're glad about that tonight, that everybody's doing good. We preach Wednesday night on a God that meets our needs. And boy, ain't you glad that He meets our needs tonight. I'm glad that my God can meet any need that I have. And this morning, we looked at when God gives us what you want. Out of the book of Numbers and out of the book of 1 Samuel. They wanted meat to eat, and God said, I'll give you meat to eat till it runs out your nose. And that's what He told them too. And so we preached on when you get what you want, and sometimes it's not what you want after you get it. And God will give it to you if you just keep on. But tonight I want to look in Psalms chapter 37. It's when God gives us the desires of our heart tonight. And it's a little different tonight than what we looked at this morning. Let me say that sometimes God will give you the desires of your heart because of the desires of your heart will be right. And God wants to give them to you. Let's look. Psalms chapter 37, look in verse 1. The Bible said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. There it is. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath, and fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. You can be seated tonight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you again. We thank you for the singing tonight, the good congregational singing. Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, we're so glad that victory was won at Calvary. Lord, we've got so much to be thankful for tonight. And Lord, for the special singing, we thank you for that song tonight. We thank you for the blessing of it. But Lord, it's come preaching time, and Lord, we certainly need a touch from you this evening. And I just need you to help us. And Lord, we can't do anything without you. And Lord, I just pray that as we put forth our effort and that to preach tonight, Lord, we put forth an effort to study. And Lord, it's preaching time, but Lord, we certainly need you because we can't do anything without you. And Lord, we want these dear people in front of us to get something. Just not something, but what they need tonight. And Lord, we pray that you'd save the one that might be lost. And Lord, there may be some folk here tonight that's struggling, that just need some help. And I pray they'd find that help in you tonight. Lord, would you guard our mind and our thoughts tonight, put a hedge about this church house and a hedge about us tonight, and hinder Satan and that far, keep him far, far away, and touch us and anoint us afresh tonight. We love you and we thank you, and save that sinner's nearest tale for these things in Jesus' name. We do ask and do pray. Amen. And amen. As we look at this passage of Scripture right here, we look at verses 1 and 2 as he tells us not to fret because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. And boy, I'll tell you tonight, if there's ever a time that folk are fretting and worrying, it's right now. Well, we've fretted about the COVID-19. We've worried. It's wore away at us. We have fretted, as my wife says, about the murder hornets that are coming. And now we're fretting about, y'all did hear about the murder hornets, didn't you? Some of you are looking at, you seem they're about that big, they say, and they'll stay. Anyway, then we've got people that are rioting and looting in the streets tonight. And taking things that are not theirs. And let me say tonight that there's two separate issues with that whole deal. And I'm not going to get on my soapbox if I keep from it tonight. But what they done to that boy out there, they killed him. There's no other way to look at that. And we need to understand that and realize that tonight. But what they're doing tonight in His name is dishonoring Him more than it's honoring Him tonight. And need to understand that. But we should not fret and worry ourselves. Now, we need to stand for what's ours and take care of ours. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. The Bible said in verse 2, "For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." Hey, after all these things still shakes out, God's people still be around. God's people still be serving Him. And they'll be long gone and all those things will be forgotten. There's always going to be those that are doing wicked. There are always going to be those that seem like that they're getting the upper hand. But I'm telling you now, God's on His throne and everything's all right. Amen. But as we begin to read in verses 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7, He begins to lay out some things, if I can use that word tonight, lay out some things in our life that for us to serve Him, and in serving Him, He will give us the desires of our heart tonight. I believe God really enjoys blessing His people tonight. Can I ask you something tonight, moms and dads? Don't you just love giving your children, when they've been good and they've done well, don't you just love giving them something that they've really wanted? And I mean it, and you know it's not going to hurt them, and it's not going to be bad for them, and you just enjoy to watch them light up, and you've done it because you love them, you've done it because they've done well, they've done good, they've been very obedient, and you just wanted to bless them because of it. And I believe that's the Lord. He enjoys that tonight. Now let me say that the Lord gives us things and blesses us sometimes even when we're not deserving. Because if we think that we're deserving, then the desires of our heart has been all wrong at that point. But I want you to look at what He said. He said four things here tonight, and we're going to look at them tonight and preach just a little bit. But the Bible said in verse 3, as He begins to speak here, He said, "Trust in the Lord and do good." Can I say number one tonight, when God gives us the desires of our heart, we must first trust in Him. We must have our trust placed in Him. Can I say tonight that if you're lost and you've never been saved, then you've never trusted Jesus Christ to save you. Can I say that is the first step in knowing what it means to trust Him? Is to come to a place where you realize that you're lost and your eternity is hanging in the balance between heaven and hell, and you're headed in that for hell, and you can do something about it by trusting Christ tonight. And so when you come, you give Him and you trust Him with your eternal soul. You know, I didn't know anything better to do the night that I got saved other than just come and ask Him to save me and believe that He would do it. I mean, that's all I've been told. That's all I know. That's all you could read out of this book right here. Listen, He said over there in the book of Ephesians, I already quoted it once tonight. He said, "For by grace are you saved through faith." Listen, that faith is trusting. That faith is believing in what Christ has done at Calvary. It's believing in the empty tomb. It's believing that He lives again. And He wants to save you tonight. I'm glad He saved sinners. He forgives sinners and saves sinners. Every one of us that are saved in here tonight was just an old sinner and out dying and going to hell and needed a Savior. And He come by where I was. So I trusted in Him. I put my trust in Him. And so I trusted Him with my eternity. And so when I draw my last breath, I'm still going to have to be trusting in Him. Now, I don't believe even if I'm not trusting in Him, He's kept me and He's going to get me there. Amen. I put my trust in Him a long time ago. But what I'm saying is when I leave out of here, I want to trust and know that it's Him, friend. It was a day that He said in Psalms 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why is that? "For Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me." Boy, I tell you, when them old-timers have crossed over, I tell you, they sometimes, I'll get to the message here in a minute. You just stay with me, okay? I'm telling you, I'm feeling pretty good tonight. I'd like to know what they're seeing when they get ready to cross over. Some of them listen that they ain't got so doped up, they don't know what's going on. I listen and I understand why they do all that too. But friend, I'm glad to know that when we get down and out to the River Jordan, we not only see this side, but we get to see the next side. And I believe that's part of the grace that God gives to the child of God. I to let them know it's okay. I to let them know it'll be alright when it comes time and that to cross. They get to see a little bit of the other side over there. Every now and again, we get to see a glimpse of it while we're in worship, don't we? Gets a little misty and a little foggy sometimes. I like it when it gets like that. I can get on with the message. But trust Him. Oh, listen, we trusted Him in that, in salvation. But He said right here, He starts out and says, trust the Lord and do good. He said, trust me. He said, whatever you do, you got to trust me. You've got to trust me with your family. You've got to put them in my hand. Moms and dads tonight, husbands and wives, can I ask you, have you trusted Him and that with your family tonight? Looked up to heaven and said, Lord, I don't know what you want out of my family tonight. I don't know the direction you want us to go in and everything, but we're just going to trust you in it all. Well, you're talking about having to trust Him. We've all had to do that a little more here lately, ain't we? I mean, it's just been a little, things has been turned upside down. It's not been the way, it's not been the normal. And I'm getting tired of hearing that about the new normal. I'm tired of that. Listen, tonight I'm glad that He's still normal to me. He's still real to me. I'm still trusting Him and that with my life and my home. And I'm still looking to Him and that to guide me and my family, to guide me and my finances. I trust Him with my pocketbook. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, when you put your pocketbook in the trust of God, it'll be okay. He'll take care of you and see to you, friend. Hey, I'm putting this church in the trust of God. Me and Miss Evelyn, we worried about things. I worried about how the treasure is going to go. I worried about whether it's going to have money. I worried about whether things could get took care of. And God took care of all of it. But why? Because we trusted. It seemed like every time, Brother Randy, that I wanted to worry, and I'd want to wring my hands about everything that's been going on for the past 2 months and wonder if folk would tithe and wonder if folk would give, and I wonder if the church could stand. Everything that's going on in the back of my head and in the front of my heart, God would say, I've got it took care of. And I'd want to worry. And I'd want to fret. And then I couldn't do it. Because He would just speak into my heart and say, you just got to trust me. I'm telling you, we got to trust Him and put our faith in Him. If we're going to see God give us the desires of our heart, we're going to have to place our faith in Him. And say, Lord, I trust you. I believe you. I believe you can handle this thing. You're bigger than it is. You're bigger than I am. Listen, you've done so much more than whatever the situation is in front of you. Hey, listen, I was singing that old song the other day. As I was thinking about this message, I said, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. I can trust Him. Are we trusting Him tonight? You know, trusting keeps fretting away, don't it? You know, He said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Trusting keeps fretting away. You know what fretting is? I've preached on this many times. What is fretting? It's to wear away at it. It rubs away at you. Now let me say, if you're lost tonight, you ought to be worried because you've not trusted Christ. But if you've ever come to a place where you've knelt your heart and you've bowed your heart before God and you've trusted Him and that to save you, you don't have to worry tonight. I'm glad of that, thank God. He said, trust in the Lord and do good. So there was something else that we had to do. We had to do good, didn't we? We trust Him and we do good in our deportment and in the way that we carry ourselves and in what we do. We do good. It's just good. It's just good to do good, ain't it? What did He say? He said, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. He said, if we'll trust the Lord and do good. If we'll trust Him and our actions will be right, listen, and we'll be the Christian that we're supposed to be. He said, you'll dwell in the land and be fed. That was always Israel's problem. They just wouldn't trust God. They wouldn't lean on God. They wouldn't look to God. And they wanted to always do it themselves. And by the way, when we're not trusting Him, then we're trusting us. And they always wanted to trust somebody else or something else or some other way. And I've been guilty of that over the years. And maybe we ought to do it this way or try it this way or do that or go here or go there. Listen, they just didn't trust God. And they never could dwell in their land. It seems like that they were always carried away or carried off under captivity. Listen, that's what got them down in the land of Babylon. But He said, if you will just trust Me and do good, He said, you'll dwell in the land and you'll be fed. God will not suffer us to be moved, and God will take care of us. He said, you'll be fed. We sing this morning that He fed the nation of Israel, did He not? Well, He fed them with manna. He took care of them, didn't He? I mean, it just wasn't what they wanted. They wanted, you know, there's a lot of times that God will give us what we need, and He'll settle out in our hearts. Listen, and He can give us what we need. And I'll get to the want part here in just a little bit. But listen, we get like Israel. And we say, boy, I'd like to have this. Have this and have this. And what we need is what God has given us, you know. You know, I really believe God, and now you throw this out. I can't prove it, but I really believe God would have given them flesh if they would just went on and served Him, and God would have just let the quail fly in. As one fellow said, so low that they could reach out and grab it out of there. Amen. God would have took care of them. David put it like this in the book of Psalms, chapter 16. He said, I've set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. He said, the Lord's in front of me. He's the one that I'm looking to. He's the one that I'm leaning on. And listen, because He's out there, listen, He'll not suffer me to be moved. And He'll feed us. What did He say in verse 25 of this same chapter? And I quoted it this morning. I've been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed of begging bread. He'll always take care of us. He'll always take care of us. Then look what it said next. He said, trust in the Lord and do good. But then in verse 4, He said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. You know, that word delight means a satisfaction of the mind or that which it gives pleasure to. Kind of like a Sunday delight. You know, it's got ice cream and chocolate in it. That gives pleasure if you like chocolate and ice cream, don't it? It's a delight. But He said, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee desires of thine heart. Can I ask you tonight, how many of us delight ourselves in the ways of God? How many of us delight ourselves in the Word of God? How many of us delight ourselves in saying, boy, that's what God wants out of my life. So that's what I'm going to do. That's the direction He wants me to go, and I'm going to be happy in going that way. That's what I'm going to do. You know, as long as it's something that we want to do, and by the way, He will give us the desires of our heart, but you know, it's sometimes He has to work on our heart to get us in that direction, don't He? Sometimes He has to work on our heart and burn it into us that that's what we need to do and the way we need to go. But He said, what is it? Delight thyself also in the Lord. Hey, listen, how many of us delight ourselves in His way and in His will, to follow Him and just to serve Him? Listen, a lot of times these folks say, well, serving God and following Him is just too hard.
I can't do it. I don't want to do it. If I have to follow Him, then I'm not going to get to do what I want to do. Hey, listen, I's always been the problem. I's always what's kept us from serving God. But the Bible said in little John, he said, "For this is the love of God, that you keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous." It's not hard to serve God. It's not hard to follow God when we're delighting in Him and trusting Him. It's not hard to do those things. But when we're not trusting Him, and when we're not delighting in Him, then it's hard to do those things tonight. Let me park right here, and let me say something. I don't want to preach having the idea. Preachers have we preach a lot of times like nobody's serving God. You understand what I'm saying? You ever just heard preachers preach that, man, ain't nobody serving God? And they just wiring everybody out. Now, I think folks serve God tonight. I do. Well, let me say this tonight. If you'll delight yourself in Him and what He wants out of your life, man, if you'll delight in Him, the Bible said that He'll give you the desires of your heart. Ain't that what your Bible says? That's what mine says. He said, if we'll delight thyself in the Lord, He shall what? And He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. We delight in Him. We delight in His Word. Listen, it's His Word that tells us what to do, how to live, where to go. Listen, delight in His will. And that from our separation and our deportment. Listen, I like being separated from the world. The world bothers me. Worldly things afflict me. Listen, when there's things that slip in on my life that don't belong there, those things eat away at me and bother me. When I hear something I shouldn't hear, it bothers me. When I see something I shouldn't see, it bothers me. For now, I want to be separated from them things. I know that we're part of the world, that we're living in the world. We're just not part of the world. I want my thinking and that to be right. I want my actions and that to be right. Why? Because I want to delight in the Lord and in His way. And the Bible said, and He shall give thee desires of thine heart. I believe our desire would be toward Him and what He would have or want us to have. Can I tell you tonight, God don't care for us having as long as it don't have us. Do you know that tonight? You've heard me say that before. Listen, it's okay to have stuff as long as stuff don't have you. It's okay. And listen, God ain't against you having money, and God ain't against you driving a fine vehicle and living in a fine house. He ain't against all those things. But I will tell you this, if we ain't careful, some of those fine things can take us away from the Lord. And so we shouldn't let our wants get in the way of committing our way and delighting in Him tonight. I just want to be faithful to Him. I was telling somebody the other day when me and Kelly was trying to build our house. And it's not a fancy house. I'd call it a modest house, to be honest. There's... it's a nice house as far as me and her's concerned. There's a lot nicer out there. And we tried and tried to build a house and get things rolling, and it just seemed like nothing would come together. And one day, I just come in here to the church and gathered up here at the altar by myself, and I was in here, and I finally just told the Lord, I said, "Lord, whatever you want." And I said, and we were living in a single wide trailer at that time, and be honest with you, it's a nice single wide trailer as far as single wide trailers go. And there's nothing wrong with that either, by the way. And I told the Lord, I said, "If you want us to live in that thing the rest of our lives, that's what I'll be satisfied with." Now, as I told somebody the other day, when I said that, I meant it. I don't know if I could say it, mean it today or not. But back then, I meant it. And the Lord knew my heart. That was the thing about it. The Lord knew my heart. And you know what? The Lord done more in 3 weeks than I could do in 3 years.
And I mean, just move things around and shake things around. And the Lord knew that that was the desire of our heart, was to build that home that we have today. It's 17 years old. It's hard to believe, ain't it? 17 years old. And I'm now just having to start to work on places and things because it's getting old. Can I tell you that David wanted to serve God? You know, he said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires of thine heart. David wanted to serve God. The Bible said he was a man after God's own heart. And you know what God done? God called him out of the shepherd's field over there, anointed him by Samuel, and made him king over the nation of Israel, and gave him more riches than what he knew to do with. He asked Solomon in a dream one night, he said, Solomon, what do you want? And Solomon said, Lord, he said, I just need and that wisdom I need and know how to judge between this so great a people. He said, I can't judge between them and I need wisdom. And God said, because you asked for wisdom but didn't ask for the life of your enemies or to ask for riches, he said, I'm going to give you riches along with it. Ain't that amazing tonight? All Solomon wanted to do was be pleasing to God. Now, I know how his life turned out later on down the road. I understand that. But he said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I believe our desires will be right when we delight ourselves in the Lord. He said in verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. So he said we commit our way unto him, and then look what it said again, trust also in him. When you commit something to somebody, you put it in the hands of another. When you commit something to somebody, if I took my pocket knife and committed it unto Jeff Summerall down here tonight, then I've committed it unto him and give it to him and said, it's yours, you keep it for a while. I might want it back. But you take care of it. It's been committed into his care. Let me say tonight, when we commit our way unto the Lord, we're saying, Lord, I'm just wanting to be a willing subject. I'm just wanting to be a willing vessel. And I'm going to trust you in it all. I just want to do it your way. And when we become under subjection to him, look what it said right here. Now, let me stop. Just stop. You know how hard it is to tell the Lord, I just want to do it your way? Because you know what we're telling him? We're getting us out of the way. And we're saying, Lord, I want to get me out of the way. And I want to do it your way. And I want to commit myself and that unto you. And I want to be faithful to you. But notice what he said. When we commit our way unto him and we trust him in that commitment, and he shall bring it to pass. God will work that thing out. He'll bring that his will into our life. At least what we've committed unto him, he'll bring that thing to pass. And then he said, he shall bring forth thy righteousness in the light, and thy judgment is the noonday. Hey, listen, our faithfulness for him will shine out. And that in our life will be a shining beacon. And that for the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. He'll bring it to pass. It won't be in our work and in our doing. Can I tell you tonight, to be in subjection to the Lord Jesus, sometimes our flesh ain't going to get what it wants. Amen? Sometimes, I told you, we talked about how, as I look across the crowd tonight, most of us has got nice things. We know what nice things are. Now, everything that I have tonight is because of the Lord. You say, well, you worked for it and got money for it and bought it. And that's because of the Lord tonight. Every one of us is sitting in here breathing His air and soaking in His sunshine. And He's what? But, yeah. I was listening to a preacher the other day. He said, we all believe that God watches over us while we sleep. Reckon who's watching over us while we're awake? I never thought about it in that fashion, had you? Listen, it's His sunshine we're breathing. It's His air that's blowing through out there that we're enjoying. It's His Holy Spirit that resides in us, that guides us and directs us and gives us peace and joy and comfort and all them things. And He said, He'll make you shine. You know, as I look at some of my pastor friends, that man just seemed to radiate more than others. I've been studying on that here lately. What makes them so special? You know, one thing that I have figured out, now there may be more to it, I just ain't figured it all out, but you know, one thing that I figured out, they've sold out. You know, when I see a Christian who's just dripping with Jesus all over them, and you look at them and you can tell there's something different about that Christian. There's something different about that saved person right there. You know what they've done? They've sold out. They have committed their way unto the Lord. They've trusted Him. They've delighted in Him. They've understood what humility means. And give up their own will. So He said, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Number 7, verse 7. Number 4 and verse 7. He said, rest in the Lord. I done thought we'd got more there for a minute. Some of y'all thought you'd said missed some, hadn't you, if we were on number 7. Verse 7 said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. And here we go. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. What did he say? He said, trust in the Lord, do good. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Commit thy way in the Lord, trust also in him. And then verse 7, he said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. You know that is probably one of the hardest things to do, is rest when you need, or when you want to fret. Not need to fret, want to fret. Have you ever been worried and tried to rest? You can't do it, can you? That worry overtakes your mind. Well, you know, that's, you know, lost people, they have that trouble when they lay down of the night. They're worrying about eternity. You know, if I lay down and go to sleep and don't worry about eternity, if I don't wake up, I'm going to heaven. I ain't worried about that. But listen, and I hope you can say the same thing. But he said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. And he gives us a colon, so he's going to tell us a little more after that. He said, fret not thyself because of him who prospers in the Lord. Don't worry. Don't let it eat at you. Don't let it wear away. Just rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. When you see things not going the way that you think that they ought to go, I listen, that you begin to fret, or as a fellow I know said, or you get in a fizz sometimes, I listen, he said, just wait and just rest. Now notice how he said to wait. I caught this late this afternoon as I was looking over this message. He said, wait patiently. That's kind of hard to do, ain't it? Not only wait, but he said, just wait patiently. Wait with some patience. Don't get tore up. Don't let it wear you out. He said, just rest and just wait patiently. I thought about King Saul in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 13. Samuel said, Saul, I'll be down there in 7 days. The Philistines was come up against King Saul, and listen, they were going to have to go out to battle. They was going to have to fight. And Samuel hadn't come. You know what King Saul done? He went down there to the tabernacle and he performed the sacrifice. And he had no sooner got done with the sacrifice, and here comes Samuel. And Samuel said, what have you done? And he says, well, you hadn't come, and the Philistines has come up against me. And he said, I like that right there. I forced myself to go do that. He didn't know how to wait patiently, did he? He didn't know how to rest in the Lord. He got in a fizz, didn't he? And went down there and done something that he wasn't supposed to. You know what happens when we don't rest in the Lord, when we don't wait patiently? We're going to end up doing something wrong. Because he said right here, he said, don't fret yourself. Don't worry about it. And then he said in verse 8, he said, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. You know, watching these people in these riots burn down these stores and these towns, that really makes me think about some evil things. It really does. I'll be honest with you. Like I told you at the beginning of this message, that boy got killed out there on the street, and I believe that with all my heart, and you'll never change my mind about that. You know, they said a picture's worth a thousand words. Video's worth a lot more than that, ain't it? But what they're doing right now in retaliation for that or whatever you want to call it, listen, friend, that does anger me. That does. Because I'm going to be honest with you, that could be our town or that city or our city that's in that mess. See, when it's not personal to you, I just don't mean a whole lot. But when I think about that could be our town, or that could be our stores, that could be our place where people that we know that's got businesses that they're burning down and looting, it does something to you on the inside. But he said, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Why? For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit. You go back, and what did he say? What was the very first thing we were told to do? Trust in the Lord. Listen, he's going to get the say on all of it. We got to trust that tonight. When we're trusting Him, and we're following Him, and we're delighting in Him, and we're committing our way into Him, and we're resting in Him and waiting on Him, you know what He'll do? He'll give us the desires of our heart tonight. Because our desires will be right. Now let me ask you something about church. How many of you... has the Lord ever blessed you with something? That's the end of the question. How many of you, has the Lord ever blessed you with something? You thought I had some more to go, didn't you? Every one of us in here tonight that's saved would have to say, yeah, the Lord's blessed me. But now I'm going to ask you the rest of that question. How many of us has ever been blessed when we probably didn't deserve it? Yeah. It's one thing. It's one thing when we're striving for the Lord and want to serve Him with all our heart and do what we need to do and sell it out. I want to be sold out. Don't you want to be sold out tonight? Well, preacher, if I sell out tonight, then that means I've got to give up a lot of things. And in this, listen, this world ain't got nothing for us. It ain't got a thing for us tonight. We're just sojourners. We're just passing through. Don't be rooting down here. We're rooting up there. Amen. Putting roots down up yonder. But listen tonight. Listen, even there's been times that I know that God's blessed me, that there was things wrong in my life, and He still blessed me in spite of it. Now that brings me to the last part tonight that you won't really find in here, right here. But let me say that when the Lord has blessed us and when He has gave us the desires of our heart, we were to praise Him for it tonight. We were to thank Him for it and say, Lord, You have been so much better to me than I've ever could be to You tonight. You've saved me. You've kept me. You've given me more than what I could ever imagine. And You're worthy of all my praise. And then give Him praise for it. Say, Lord, hallelujah. I mean, do something. Sing a song. Testify about the goodness of the Lord. Say, I just want to praise the... You know, if that's all you want to do, not say, I want to praise the Lord, and that's all you can get out, that's good enough. Amen. But it's good for you to praise Him. Now let's bow our heads across the house tonight.